This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That is the voice of the Bears. What would you call him? General manager? Architect?
He's the general
executive,
manager.
Executive of the year.
Future Ryan executive
Pace.
Of the year.
Yeah. Let's welcome in Greg Gabriel. Greg, how are you?
Morning, Greg.
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we're kind of debating the idea of Kareem Hunt being brought on. I get it. I understand that Matt Nagy knows him well and worked with him, but that's a hard sell for me. I don't know. You know, Greg, you've certainly been around plenty of guys that weren't choir boys, that weren't altar boys, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about assault. It's not some kind of domestic dispute. It's assault, and it's assault on a woman. And he's been charged. He hasn't been charged, but he's been involved in at least three incidents, including that one, and we don't know what else. And it's just dodgy to me.
Well, it's a very sensitive subject, to say the least. And I don't think that we've even begun to go through the process, but it's obvious just by the mere fact that it was brought up at the end of the season press conference that it's been talked about inside Hallis Hall. And they are at least going through more than the motions to investigate this thing and see if it's a worthwhile signing for them in the future. But before any of that happens, it's got to be dealt with by the league. And the league hasn't done anything. When that video first came out, I thought it would be anywhere from between 6 games to a 12-game or full season suspension. 6 games to a full season suspension. In essence, because he got cut right away, he's already been suspended, because when the league talks suspension, they're talking paychecks. And he hadn't got a paycheck in the last 5 regular season games, plus 1 playoff game that's already been played, and then this week too. So that's 7 games. I would think at minimum the league's going to come down with 4 more games at the beginning of the season. And after the league makes their determination, and they may go even further than that, they may say indefinite suspension, which could take us all through the 2019 season. And I think if that's the case, you're not going to see him here or maybe anywhere else being away from football for that long. But then once the league makes their determination, then you get inside Hallis Hall, and more so than Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace, it's going to be Mrs. McCaskey and George McCaskey. And if they say no, the discussion ends right then and there. If they want more information, those guys, I'm sure, will get them the information. And I think if they do end up going through with it and signing him, he's going to be on a very, very short leash. And there's going to be people that are very sensitive to the subject. There are going to be people against it. There's going to be people who are for it because of his the quality of his play on the field. But I don't think any of us, be it media, be it the football people at Hallis Hall, even the league, really knows everything that they need to know before they can make a determination. But if anybody knows the player well, it's going to be Matt Nagy, because he's already spent a year with him. He spent his whole rookie year with him, knows what the detailed reports were going through the draft process, and then what he was like in the locker room, on the practice field, in games last year with Kansas City. And I think that'll play into it, but I think we're a long way away from knowing what the answer is.
I do too, Greg. All those things are valid and very well put. But I also think the whole discussion is premature, and I think a year early. And that's why I was surprised that they actually introduced the idea themselves. Yes, he was asked about it, but they entertained 6 more questions, and Matt Nagy volunteered that he called Kareem Hunt. And I just feel like, knowing the player, you know, giving him a second chance. These are all valid, worthwhile points to make and understandable, you know, sentiments to have. But I just don't think it's necessary to do that coming in the season ending press conference coming off a 12-4 year. I that's what surprised me as much as anything was the timing of everything.
Well, you, David, and you make valid points, and you know how I looked at it? It was a trial balloon. Mm-hmm. Let's see how the people react to it. Number one, let's see how the fans react to it. Number two, let's see how the media reacts to it, and then go from there. I think they purposely put it out there. That's my impression anyway, from watching it. And I said, you know, watched it on my laptop here at home, you know, live. And as soon as it was brought up, that was the initial reaction that I had to the topic. It was, let's see how people react to this. And then we're going to go from there.
What did you think of the reaction then?
I think it's been mixed from everything I've read. And I saw David's article, and I think I'm not going to say it's 50-50. It's probably 60-40 against, maybe 70-30. But at the same time, you know, knowing, I don't really know Matt Nagy, but I know Andy Reid. I worked for him for a year, and you watch, Andy Reid has always been big on giving people second chances. He has signed some people, be it with Philadelphia and with Kansas City, that don't have the greatest background, and he gives them an opportunity to play again, but they're on a very, very short lease, and if they screw up, they're gone. This guy's 23 years old, and I'm not standing up for him. I'm just trying to lay the facts out. He's 23 years old. I think that, you know, he is going to get a chance. Who knows where it is? Is it going to be with the Chicago Bears, or is it going to be somewhere else? But until all the information is out, and we may never know all the information, but the team will and the league will, and they'll go from there.
Greg, how do you explain the Bears' turnover on their defensive coaching staff beyond the fact that, you know, Vic is taking Ed Donatell and Staley, the linebackers coach, and that makes some sense. But there's some other turnover
that
maybe doesn't.
I thought that was the mascot.
I'm sorry, Molly, I didn't hear what you said.
I made a joke. I said, he, you know, Staley is going. I said, I thought that he was the mascot, not the D-backs. Okay. I just made a bad joke, Greg. You know me.
No, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. The inside linebacker coach was told yesterday that he's not going to be retained. Pagano obviously wants his own people. I was hoping that Pyers Rodgers will be retained. There's been nothing on Rodgers right now, and I don't know what his contractual situation is. But you like some continuity, but at the same time, you know, Pagano's going to want to have the guys that he's worked with before, that he trusts and that he feels are good teachers. And that's the key, finding good teachers who understand the game and can relate the game to the players, and the players are going to play hard for. And obviously this defensive staff was pretty good. In most areas, it's going to be broken up, but that happens in pro football. You know, if Vic didn't stay last year, it would have happened last year. But now, you know, it was a choice job for defensive coordinators. I don't think they're going to have a hard time going out and trying to get people to fill these positions that are open right now.
Greg, when we talk about Cody Parkey, how easy is it to find a kicker? How difficult is it? Do they have to draft one? Can you get one off the street? How would you handle this situation?
It's a very difficult situation. It's the hardest position for me to scout. Now, it might be easy for some other people. And all the years I was involved in the league between the Giants and the Bears, we always put a lot on the special teams coach to make that decision. Who are the guys that he wanted, whether you draft the player or, you know, you sign him as an undrafted free agent. You know, undrafted college free agent after the draft. One of the things that's difficult when you're evaluating a college kicker is they're not kicking an NFL ball. They're using a scuffed up ball for the most part. It could be underinflated, could be overinflated, but they're almost like special kicking balls, and it's very difficult just watching tape to get a good idea. Number one, you don't even know what the weather conditions are, what the wind conditions are, or whatever. And so you got to go out and work these guys out and spend some time with them. I've sat at the combine and watched the kicking workout, which is the day before the other stuff gets going, and most of these guys bomb because they're using NFL balls. You know, one of the first times they're using NFL balls, plus the pressure of the situation. So until you spend some time with them on a workout, it's hard. And personally, I'm not for drafting a place kicker. I think too many of them fail. You can look at Tampa Bay. You know, they drafted that kid from Florida State a couple years ago in the second round, and you know, he's already been to like three or four teams and has never been able to connect in the league because a lot of it is mental. It's not the physical part of the game. It's the mental part of the game and the pressure. So I would think that it's going to be a veteran that they'll go out and bring in. I don't think there's any chance that Parkey is back here. And then when you look at the expressions and the comments of both Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace made at the press conference, I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that he won't be back.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it, buddy.
Good stuff, Greg.
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon.
That's our guy, Greg Gabriel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.